Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As always, at the beginning of our meditation, we come into God's presence. Jesus, I settle into your presence, aware that you are here with me. I activate my faith, that lifeline, that lifeblood of my soul. I believe you're here, Jesus. Even if my senses may perceive I'm alone in the room, but my faith knows that there's a whole world around me that I don't see. And you're here enveloping me, your saints, your angels, your heavenly choirs, that whole world that's constantly and eternally praising you is also just an act of faith away for me. So I believe you're here, and I believe I'm swept up into eternity in this time of prayer. And I hope in you. I hope in your goodness and power. Hope in your love. I'm confident that you are always working out everything for my good and for the good of all who love you. Even again, if my senses sometimes struggle to see that, if I see cross or unanswered prayer or challenges that aren't resolved, I can be tempted at least to think that you are not there, you are not at work, you're not powerful, you're not good. But I know that's short-sightedness. I know that the truth is, over the long haul, over eternity, and even in this life, you reward the just. You bless the good, even if it's with the blessing of a clear conscience, of knowing that I've chosen you, I've loved you, I've opted for the good, I've taken the high road, I've chosen to not let myself be enslaved by bitterness or anger or retribution. So I rejoice in your goodness, and I hope in your goodness and how you bless those who love you. And I love you, Lord. I love you for all of your kindness. Love you for the grace that you give. I love you for your beautiful and wonderful plan, which you are leading me down, the path that you have prepared for me. I love you for it, and I thank you for it. I humble myself in your presence, Lord, to activate that humility, to know who I am before you, a sinner, seeking your grace, your light, your inspiration, your guidance. I thank you. Thank you for all your blessings, for all that you are for me, Lord. And that gratitude opens my heart to hear your word, to hear your voice through your word. And I turn my attention now to the Gospel of John, trying to imagine that scene and open my heart for you to speak to me as I read it. This is John 16, 20 to 23. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she's in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." What a beautiful truth you give me in today's gospel, Jesus, that of patiently waiting for the joy you will give. You admit, Jesus, and maybe this is my first point of reflection, that I will weep. There will be mourning. There will be grief. That's a part of life. And it's a part that you permit. It's a part of the process of birth and new life, of the process of your resurrection, your joy happening, that it's not always going to be ease and joy and celebration for the believer. Maybe that's a lie that sometimes either the world teaches me or the devil wants to teach me. Reminds me of your temptations when the devil promised you bread in exchange for things, promised you the glory of the world following you, and promised you immediate results. And maybe immediate results, immediate joy and pleasure is more of a promise of the devil than a promise from you, Jesus. You promise joy for sure, but you also don't promise it immediately. You're honest with me in saying, you know, there's going to be a time of pain, a time of giving birth that requires some suffering, some agony, that transformation and new life isn't born without a cost, especially in a world that's marked by sin and the tendencies of the flesh and the challenges of what sin introduces: division, health, corruption, etc. Lord, I pray for the gift of patience then, patience in the process of your grace and new birth happening. Patience to allow that, not grasping or holding on, wanting it now, wanting it immediately, accepting the little deaths that are necessary for new life to be born. You give us the example of giving birth to a child and how a mother, a woman, suffers and goes through pain so that new life can happen. But once that new life is given, is born, there's a joy that takes over in the possession of this new life and the reception, better said, of this new life and the beauty and the joy and the hope that it brings, that all the pain before is forgotten. The same is true in my life with you, Jesus. When I'm faithful and loving and embrace the cross, that fidelity and responsibility and even duty and evangelization, formation, all of that implies being a good father who holds up the ideal for his children, educates and forms them in it, and the challenging process, painful process sometimes, that is, being faithful to that, there's a great joy that comes on the other side. Jesus, give me patience in that process, whether it's patience with myself, patience with the pain, patience with the new life being born. Then give me also joy and rejoicing when you do give life, when there is fruit. Give me a celebration spirit, not to pass too quickly looking for the next cross, but really enjoy the fruits of your blessings. It can be a danger I notice in myself and in the world to look for the next challenge quickly, to move off of the victory, to almost be programmed to need to feel in the midst of a new challenge or sacrifice or stretching, as opposed to the Sabbath rest, to rejoice, to look back and see the victory, to celebrate, to feast, to enjoy, to give thanks. Lord, help me to have more of a Sabbath spirit, more of a resting spirit, more of a communing and enjoying and rejoicing spirit with your blessings and your grace. I love that you say, on that day, you will not question me about anything. How often questioning is born in the painful moments and not in the rejoicing moments. The why, the complaint of what it costs, the why are you not answering? Those questions surge in moments of pain, whereas in moments of rejoicing, they don't. I'm confident that the joy you will give will erase every question. Jesus, I want to take some time now to think about, pray about, talk to you about how this word that you've given me today of patience in the pain can lead to a resolution today. And then Let's close in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.